With the draft a little more than 1 month away, today we're looking at wide receivers and tight ends in this year's draft. And if you think about it, the Broncos could be looking at this position, especially when they've already said goodbye to Owen Daniels, and Vernon Davis is an unrestricted free agent at the tight end position. And also at wide receivers, guys like Bubba Caldwell and Jordan Norwood are both unrestricted free agents. So let's take a look at some of the top guys at those two positions. And let's start with wide receiver. According to Mike Mayock, Laquon Treadwell is the number one wide receiver in this year's draft coming out of Ole Miss. He was a three-year starter there, led the SEC in receiving in 2015, had 82 catches, more than 1,000 yards receiving, and 11 touchdowns. And he's a guy who is predicted to go anywhere in the draft from number 10 or somewhere in the mid-20s, definitely before where the Broncos are picking. Another clear first-round pick in this year's draft is Corey Coleman out of Baylor. Here he is there. Corey Coleman out of Baylor. He won the Biletnikoff Award in 2015, had 20 touchdowns, and super consistent. Here he had 5 passes or more caught 10 times this season, so definitely a lot of consistent production there. And as you can tell, a deep threat, and he can track the ball when it's in the air, making some of those more difficult catches look easy. He's, though, another guy who will probably be gone before the Broncos pick at number 31. So here's a guy who will probably be gone in the second day, a sleeper type, kind of, maybe a second round pick, Tyler Boyd out of Pitt. He's a three-year starter there, and he played with 3 different starting quarterbacks. So kind of tough there when there's a different guy always throwing you the ball over your career. But he leaves Pitt as the all-time leading wide receiver in the school's history. And if you think about all the great wide receivers that come out of Pitt, he's number one on that list right now. Broke Larry Fitzgerald's freshman records there. So there's a few wide receivers to look for heading into the draft. Now let's take a look at the other side, tight end. And the clear number one tight end in this year's draft is Hunter Henry coming out of Arkansas. Won the John Mackey Award given to the nation's top college tight end. He started as a true freshman there, had 51 catches and 3 TDs last season. And the thing about this guy, and you can see it on the tape here, he's 6'5", 250 pounds, has good size for the NFL. Now, a notch down from him is Jarrell Adams out of South Carolina. And this guy, probably a second day guy, maybe a early third day guy. He is an athlete. He played 5 positions in high school, played on the basketball team in high school. Steve Spurrier, in fact, thought maybe he could play defense at South Carolina, ended up being a tight end, had 66 catches, 977 yards, and 7 TDs during his career at South Carolina. We know that Gary Kubiak likes to use the tight end. He could be a later round type guy for the Broncos. Now, here's a sleeper guy that you probably have never heard of. That's because he played at Harvard. That's Ben Broniker. Now, he was first team all Ivy League last season, had 48 catches, 850 yards. But what's the big question when you're coming out of the Ivy League? Can your skill set, can your size adjust when you're playing NFL type talent? Bigger, faster, stronger type guys. Ben Broniker, he has that ability to create space as a wide receiver. He could translate, but the big question mark is, will he be able to translate to the NFL? Maybe could be a blocking type guy, and especially with word coming out of the owners' meetings that Kubiak might be interested in bringing back the fullback, he could be that guy who catches the ball out of the backfield as well. Okay, those are a few wide receivers and tight ends to consider when you're thinking about the draft and the Broncos. Still a month away, though, to go. Plenty of things could change. We'll have it all covered on DenverBroncos.com. Until then, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.